Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Good evening, everybody. Harry Graves along with Chase Miller. We are a two-for-one substitute for our good Fred Gregory tonight. Greg is doing an out-of-the-woodwork players rehearsal, and we wish him the very best, and we know that it's just tearing him apart to miss this ballgame. And we are so happy to be here. Tioga Central School tonight. It is the game between the BG Bobcats and Tioga Central School. And we'll be back with the tip-off here coming up very shortly. They finally stopped all the music. We sat right next to a boombox, and trust me, that was quite the thrill. And now they have turned that off, and we're ready for our pregame ceremonies. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Stop and see them for all your transportation needs, sales, service, and daily rentals, all backed up by expert service. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches and players and fans the very best in tonight's game.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So we have had the singing of the national anthem here at Tioga Central School. The teams are being introduced. The whoop goes up for the Tioga Central Tigers as they begin to announce their starters. So it's going to be a most interesting contest. We will get the starters for you here coming up in just a second or two. Both of these teams have had to do some hard fighting to get here to the semifinals round, and that will be coming up very shortly, as on Saturday at 5 p.m., the championship game will be down at the arena. This game today is being brought to you from Tioga Central School. It's Tioga against Bainbridge Guilford. At just about the same time, we're going to have the tip-off for the Harpersville-Moravia game. So two games, both involving local teams, both being contested tonight to set up the championship down at the arena coming up on Saturday afternoon. So the starters in this ball game: Shania Vandermark, a junior for the BG Bobcats, is 5'9". She wears number 4. Randy Conway, number 11, is a junior also, 5'7". Corrine Regal, a senior, 5 feet tall. And let's see, Chelsea Rosa at 5'5 is also a senior. She wears number 12. And starting out, or finishing out the starting lineup, Chelsea Tewksbury, number 32, 5'9 senior. We'll be setting the starters for the Tigers, but the tip is out at midcourt. The ball will be controlled by the BG Bobcats. Randy Conway moving it across court. She feeds it out on the far side, finds Chelsea Rosa, back to Conway, back across to Rosa, shot from downtown, nope, won't go, going to be grabbed by Conway, going to try it from the right side, 2 points, and the Bobcats draw first blood. Allison Richter, a senior, will wear number 5 tonight for the Tigers. Kara McDuffie, a 6-footer, the tall gal on the court, number 11, she is going to be also finding a teammate in there with Corin Ekstrom. Ekstrom's shot will not go up and not be good. She is wearing number 12. Casey Hoyt and Callie Patselis are the other two members of this starting team for the Tigers. Right now, 2-0 ball game. Bobcats, left side, the play for the Bobcats. Pass going to be intended for Corin Regal. It is overthrown and out of bounds. Coach Bob Conway up, walking along the near side in front of the bench. He has to watch the ball go over to the Tigers, the Tioga Tigers. The ball will be brought across midcourt. Casey Hoyt down into the near side. It's going to be Callie Patselis. And Callie Patselis shooting from the corner gets 3. 3-2 ball game. The hometown Tioga Central Tigers leading it by 1 with the ball into the corner. Corin Regal, and she's going to be trapped in down there and finally bounces the ball off one of the Tigers and out of bounds. So it will be Chelsea Rosa who will be given the task of inbounding the ball. She comes in to Randy Conway. Conway back out at the top of the circle, off to the left side. Pass, cross court. It's going to be intended for Rosa. Loose ball, look out. It's going to be grabbed away by McDuffie. Carol McDuffie comes in. Carol McDuffie scores. She has a 5-2 lead, and there is a whistle on the play. 6 minutes, 2 seconds, opening quarter at the foul line. It's going to be Kara McDuffie, and the 6-foot senior puts it through. Give her 3, and now it's a 6-2 ball game. Dandy contest. The ball will be carried down by Regal. Regal cross court going to Rosa. Rosa back out top to Regal. And around the horn they go. Tough Tiger defense coming here. 5 minutes, 43 seconds. The ball batted out of bounds. Batted away by Callie Patselis. So the Bobcats will inbound the ball one more time under their own basket at their own end of the court. They trail in this ball game 6-2. Ball batted away momentarily by the BG Bobcats, and it will be Tiger ball at the far end of the court. Casey Hoyt, she's the playmaker, fires the ball up to Allison Richter. Richter over on the far side to Patselis, and the ball will be batted out of bounds, going into the stands. All of the bleachers here on the far side of the gymnasium, both teams in the scores table on the near side. 5:22, the clock is running. The ball will be over from McDuffie, intended there for Callie Patselis. Patselis will shoot. Nope, won't go. 6-2, Bobcats with the ball, coming down very quickly, in underneath. It's fired into Shania Vandermark. Vandermark puts it up. It won't fall. We're inside 5 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. Harry Graves and Chase Miller, and we have another scoring stat person, and Megan Golden helping us out tonight. We have another 2 points put up by the Tigers, and immediately Bob Conway is going to call timeout. So we have a pause in the action. 4:48 showing on the scoreboard clock here in the opening quarter. 6-2 is our score. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The BG Bobcats trailing this ball game by 6, and look out, here comes Kara McDuffie. She puts it up, and now it's an 8-point deficit. 10-2 is the score of this contest. Downcourt very quickly, Shania Vandermark. Vandermark is going to go in. She will score. 10-4. We're wasting no time whatsoever in this contest. Inside 4 minutes here of the first period. Big crowd today, as you would expect. The ball being moved around by the Tigers. Pat Sellis will go over to the far side, and that is going to be Casey Hoyt. Hoyt puts it up and through, and bingo, 13-4 is where our score stands right now. The Bobcats drew first blood. They have not been able to continue that scoring pace. We have, as I said before, Kara McDuffie. She is a very good athlete and a very tall athlete. The Callie Patsellis that time tries to go in and bat the ball away, and she commits the foul. So this will be one foul each for the BG Bobcats and the Tigers. Inbounding situation on the far side. Bobcats with the ball. They trail in this game by 9. Long shot put up there by Corrine Regal. It bounces off, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off one of the BG Bobcats. 3 minutes, 3 seconds on the clock. Period number one, 13-4 in favor of the hometown team. Oh, look out. Long shot put up by Kara McDuffie. McDuffie makes it 15-4 as all of a sudden the Tigers have gone out to a substantial lead. Bob Conway puts his hands up, makes that tee, calls his second timeout, and we have a pause in the action. 15-4 is our score. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Basketball, we'll call it, on WCDO.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Mr. Miller, it has been quite a ball game, and we have seen a lot of scoring from a couple of people.
Yes. Right now, Kara McDuffie has 7 points, and Casey Hoyt has a three, and so does Callie Patsellis.
So we have seen plenty of scoring. All of the scoring for the BG Bobcats. Vandermark, she has 4. 15-4 is our score. Play resumes again as we are going to have Randy Conway moving it in, trying to find an opening, and she finds Vandermark. Vandermark to the hoop, up and two, through for two. 15-6 is our score. Fast breaking down court. Come the Tigers. They are wearing the home uniforms. They're in white today. Lots of play as it's going to go for first from McDuffie, then to Hoyt, and then a loose ball picked up by the Bobcats. Bobcats in their blue uniforms going off on the far side. It will be Rosa. Rosa trying to get her find her teammate, Chelsea Tewksbury. Can't do it. Look out. The ball is fired down court to McDuffie. And McDuffie sort of underhand scoops it up, but it's good for two. 17-6 is our score. Long shot by Regal. Won't go. In underneath again is Shania Vandermark, and Vandermark is having a great day.
Yes, she has 8 points right now.
So Shania Vandermark manages to find the range, and we have another pause in the action with 1 minute, 41 seconds showing on the clock. It is a 17-8 game.
The only person that's been scoring for BG is
Shania Vandermark. She has got them all. There are days when that will happen. Remember, there's another important regional game going on tonight. I wish I had a man there, but I do not. And that's the contest between Harpersville and Moravia. And that should be a dandy. I was talking to the athletic director up at Moravia today, and he asked if we were going to come up and see that game. And I said, no, we're going to be over there to see you guys tomorrow, when the Sydney boys will take on Moravia. 1 minute, 30 seconds showing on the clock. Look out, McDuffie with the ball, passes it in underneath, trying to find an opening, and it's going to be out of bounds, carried out by Shania Vandermark, and as a result, it is going to be the Tigers inbounding the ball at their own end of the field. Natalie Burns coming into the ball game for the Tioga Central Tigers. She wears number 32, a 5'9 sophomore. McDuffie getting the inbounds and is going to be put up immediately, but will not fall. High bound off the iron, grabbed down by number 11, Randy Conway. Conway is going to be fouled in underneath. It is going to be a foul on 2-0. That is Casey Hoyt. And as a result, Randy Conway, the 5'7 junior, will be going to the line, and she will be shooting. 1 minute, 10 seconds showing on the clock. It is through. First one, right on the money, 17-9 is our score. She will get one more. She bounces the ball once and twice, puts it up, and right on the money, 17-10. And all of a sudden, our game is a whole lot closer than it was just a moment before. The ball will be brought down. Richter fires it down to Callie Patsalis. Patsalis down to Natalie Burns. Burns long shot. Gets lots of iron, but nothing else. And it goes back over to the Bobcats. So BG on the attack. Cross court goes to Randy Conway. Conway down the baseline going from right to left. Puts it through. It's a 5-point ball game, 17-12. And the Tigers slow it down just a little bit. Allison Richter with the ball goes out at the top of the key, tries to find someone to bounce it to, won't go, hands it off in there to McDuffie. McDuffie going to Casey Hoyt. Hoyt puts it up and through, and it makes it a 20-12 ball game. Three-pointer. So we have ourselves a dandy. Everybody trying to work out the jitters. Randy Conway down the left baseline this time. Up and through just as the quarter sounds and the buzzer goes into quarter time. All right, so we have ourselves a 20-14 ball game. You're listening to Live Sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscape
landscaping project with bulk designer mulch available in three different colors. Not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Mr. Chase, I said hang on to your hats because it was going to be that kind of a game, and we are seeing it. So we start period number two, and who puts up the first shot? Carol McDuffie. It gets lots of iron, bounces high, will not go in. And it's going to be Casey Hoyt who manages to get the rebound, put it up and through. 22-14 is our score in the opening moments of period number two. Cross-court pass going over to Chelsea Rosa. Rosa in underneath, goes to Vandermark. Vandermark puts it up. It won't fall. It bounds out of bounds. It's going to be last touch, they say, by one of the BG Bobcats. Remember, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, from Moravia, it will be the Sydney Warrior boys going up against Moravia. I think if I remember right, they're something like the Devils. I don't know if they're the Blue Devils. I can't remember. I'll tell you a story later. Coming up court, Casey Hoyt. Hoyt into the corner. She's going to feed it off to Corin Ekstrom. Ekstrom back out front. Goes to McDuffie, but McDuffie is going to be called for traveling. You can take those little steps, but you can't take the big ones. 7:01 showing on the clock. Period number two. 22-14 is our score. Slowly, Corin Regal takes it up court, fires it off to Conway. Conway tries a three-pointer. It won't go. There's going to be a foul called. It looks to me like it's on number 14, and that will be Chelsea Rosa, her first of the game. Both of these teams have been really pretty clean in their play. We have two fouls apiece, team fouls. 22-14 is our score. Tioga Central leads it. You're listening to basketball on, what is this, a Tuesday night on WCDO Sydney, New York. Gary Graves along with Chase Miller. Long shot put up by Callie Petzelis, and it will not fall. Another shot goes up, and that won't fall either. And finally, Allison Richter, trying to get around one of her teammates, manages to just fire it into a BG Bobcat. It goes out of bounds, and it will be the Tigers who will try it again. Look out. McDuffie going to have the ball batted away. Shania Vandermark hit her from behind and pumps it out of bounds. Last touch by the Bobcats. Inbounding situation. 6:18. Bounce pass goes to Allison Richter. Richter from the far corner puts it up and through. 24-14 is our score. So Tioga Central leads it by 10. Down court, Chelsea Rosa, left side, and it's going to be, they're going to say, stepped out of bounds. So it will be turned right over to Tioga Central at the far end of the court. Boom, boom, pass, pass, look out, it goes to McDuffie, and what an athlete, Carol McDuffie, off on the right side, just shoveled it up. Dandy play. We have another timeout called. This one, the third, used by Coach Bob Conway as he's trying to reverse this trend. 5:51 showing on the clock. 26-14 is our score. Tioga leads it. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Basketball on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Turk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:51 showing on the clock. Period number two. Finally, the Bobcats out of the huddle. The ball will be brought to the near end, right at our corner of the court. They're going to hand it off to Chelsea Rosa. And Rosa and Corinne Regal will bring it across the 10-second stripe. And they're ready to go. 26-14 is our score. Bob Conway and the BG Bobcats do not want to be humiliated. But I'll tell you, Kara McDuffie is one fine basketball player. Pass going around, staying on the left side. Now they go in underneath the Vandermark. She puts it up. It won't go. It's going to be grabbed down there by Chelsea Tewksbury. Tewksbury puts it up, but it won't go. And it's going to be the Tigers who will take it off the iron. Down court, they're going to go very quickly to number five, Allison Richter. Richter putting up two, 28-14. It is basically a 2-1 ball game. We're going to have a substitute coming in. Look out, the ball is going to be picked off by McDuffie. Kara McDuffie gets it up court very quickly, fires it off to a teammate, gets the return pass, goes up and puts it in from the right side, and Bob Conway is calling timeout again. 4:44 showing on the clock. 30-14 is our score. We have another pause in this action as the Tigers from Tioga Central lead it now by 16. You're listening to Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Bob Conway trying to assess the situation has still got his team on the bench talking to him.
Well, he should, because they can't really stop Kara McDuffie. She's got, what, 13 points now?
And we also have Casey Hoyt in there with 8, and we have 6 for Allison Richter. Now the Bobcats are ready to go. Bob Conway still crossing his arms. He's not too happy with this. The ball will be carried across by Regal. Regal off to the near side. And it's going to be Randy Conway who will put it up. Jump ball in underneath. Possession will give it to the BG Bobcats. Conway signals in a big three, so whatever the play is, now people move as they have to move, and the ball is going to be passed out. Oop, goes over, and backcourt is going to be called. It is backcourt called against the BG Bobcats, as breaking away from the pack was Regal to try to catch that ball. Bob Conway does not like it, and he loses that argument, and it will be the Tigers of Tioga Central inbounding the ball at midcourt off on the near side right in front of the scorer's table. They're going to feed the ball in to Richter. Richter comes back out to McDuffie. McDuffie puts it up. Won't fall for her, but another shot will be put up by Casey Hoyt. And finally, it's going to be cleared away by Shania Vandermark and the BG Bobcats. Midway through period number two, taking it to the iron will be Corinne Regal, and it's going to be up, and I believe there's going to be, nope, no foul. It's going to be batted out of bounds. Inbounds will go to Vandermark. Vandermark in underneath the Conway. Conway feeds it out, going to Raleigh Hall. Hall trying to find an opening. Can't do it. Oops! Going to be taken away by Kara McDuffie. Kara off on the left side. Feeds it off to one of her teammates, Callie Patsellis. Patsellis shoots it, but it won't drop for her. The score stays 30-14. Tioga Central leading it. Shot put up by Regal. Regal's shot won't go. Oh, look out. Out in front of the whole pack is going to be McDuffie. McDuffie goes to shoot it up. She's going to be fouled in there by Randy Conway. And Conway drawing the foul. And now they're going to have a momentary pause in the action. Well, someone goes over and tries to clean up all of the candy that was thrown down onto the court. Well, the first of two dandy ball games. We have the contest here tonight between the BG Bobcats and Tioga Center. And then we have the game up in Moravia between Moravia and Harpersville, both of those games going on tonight. Tomorrow night, it will be the Sydney Warriors up in Moravia. McDuffie at the foul line sinks two. 32-14 is our score. 3 minutes and 24 seconds left until halftime. Randy Conway comes to the top of the key. She looks off to the left side. Chelsea Rosa is there. Pass to Rosa. Comes back to Regal. Regal to Conway to Rosa. Quick passes going around the horn. Finally, it's going to be Conway who will take it to the iron. It won't fall. Hall tries to put it up, and we are going to have a foul. And I believe that foul is going to probably be on number 11, McDuffie. Was it 21 instead? All right. Hannah Manwaring in the ball game. The shot from the foul line by Hall is good. 32-15 is our score. Hall will get another. That one goes in, around, and comes back out. Tioga with the ball. It's coming down to Casey Hoyt. Hoyt makes it look easy. Just about from the foul line, she puts it up and through. 2:40 showing on the clock. 34-15 is our score. The ball down underneath the BG basket. Regal takes it in. It won't fall for her. Finally, she goes back to Rosa, and Chelsea Rosa puts up a long one. 34-18 is our score. Long passes down. Ooh, look out. Duffy has an extra step or two. She's going to be tripped up, and they're going to give the foul in there to number 15. That was Hall for the BG Bobcats. That's the fourth team foul for the Bobcats. McDuffie is going to be at the foul line. She makes the first. 35-18 is our score. What a good-looking ball game. I'm very impressed with Kara McDuffie. She is the tallest girl on the court, and she's also one of the better athletes on the court. She is so fluid when she does things. It's just sweet. Bobcats with the ball. Going to be put up and through. Number 14, that's Chelsea Rosa. She makes it a 35-20 score. Tioga with the ball. Very slowly working it up court. Ooh, in underneath. It's going to go in there to number 12. That's Corin Ekstrom. Ekstrom, but the first time that she's put it to the hoop, and it won't fall for her. Down court, the ball will be batted out of bounds. And inbounding, it'll be time for Tioga to go to work. Sarah Wason has stepped out to inbound the ball. She is a recent sub. She comes into Allison Richter. We also have Natalie Burns back in the ball game. And around they go. So now we're back at action again. It will be Hoyt. Hoyt off on the right side. Goes to Wason. Back to Hoyt. And it's going to be now around to the near side. The ball will come off to Kira McDuffie. McDuffie back out at the top of the key. Wason puts that up and gets three. So Sarah Wason, a senior, 5'7". That little guard just took it from about 3 feet above the three-point shot. And boom, it was through. Inside a minute. As we count down to halftime, 38-20 is our score. Loose ball grabbed off by Tioga and the Tigers. Down court to McDuffie. McDuffie puts it up and through. We also have a foul given by one of the Bobcats. They say it's on Hall. And that will send McDuffie again to the foul line, and she is deadly. So McDuffie makes it a 39-20 ball game, and she has a bundle of points so far. She shoots. It will not fall this time, but she does have a bundle.
Right now, McDuffie has 17 points.
Wow, 17 already down the line. Hey, we're going to have 2 points put up by the BG Bobcats. 39-22 is our score. Excuse me, all of a sudden, you have one of those moments when you can't even catch your breath. 27 seconds, and the Bobcats are going to try to make one more attempt before we go into halftime. Coach Bob Conway making a signal. 15 seconds. The ball will be taken around a couple of times. Chelsea Rose off on the near side. Can't find somebody. 7 seconds. Into the corner as Conway tries to force it through. It won't go. McDuffie pulls it out. It's finally going to be batted away as the buzzer sounds. So 39-22 is our score as we go into halftime. Tioga leading in the ball game by a whole bunch of points. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Basketball right here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Chase Miller, and we've got Megan Golden, who's been pushing the pencil, and everybody keeping good stats as we are in a seven-minute break. That's what's left in halftime here at Tioga Central School. The Marabito Energy Products folks are doing our halftime report today. It is sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Give them a call at Sydney 563-HEAT. Well, if you have been listening, you have been hearing one name an awful lot. It is Kara McDuffie. She had 9 points at the end of the quarter. She's been continuing that pace. She's up to 17 points. If you've got her for 17, you've got 10 points for Casey Hoyt. You've got 6 for Allison Richter and 3 points apiece for Sarah Wason and Callie Patsellis. And you have yourself a scoring machine as Tioga, under Coach Joe Robinson, has just done an outstanding job in this ball game. If we flip over and look at the BG Bobcats, all is not lost. We end up with 8 points for Shania Vandermark. We have 6 points for Randy Conway. 5 for Chelsea Rosa. Corin Regal has 2. And Rayleigh Hall has 1. So our score right here is 39-22. Let me go back and recap some of the brackets and how these teams managed to get here, because it has not been a cakewalk. For Tioga, they ended up they have a 16-1 record to start the playoffs. So they had a bye. They were top seeded. Then they came down and went up against Oxford. They beat Oxford rather handily, by 17 points, as a matter of fact. So last Friday, they were winners 52-35 over Oxford. And as we were coming down, Meg managed to say, they just outplayed us. They just outplayed us. They're good. The BG Bobcats, on the other hand, went up against Unitego. They beat them 53-46 in the opening round. Then BG was a 44-37 winner over Marathon in the next round, and that put them here in this contest tonight. And Tioga has managed to pretty much dominate play so far in this contest tonight. So both teams now back onto the court as they'll get an opportunity to go ahead and warm up a little bit. Remember, this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of any of the programming without the express written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Tomorrow night, another basketball game, as we will be on the road again, this time going over to Moravia. And we will be seeing the Sydney Warriors taking on Moravia. Now, don't think that's going to be a cakewalk, because Moravia is top seeded in their bracket. And second seed goes to Notre Dame, so it's not going to be easy at all. Sydney ended up with number 5 seed. Moravia managed to knock off Unitego 45-31 to earn their right to play in the semifinal game. Sydney was a 60-51 winner over Groton. So that sets up tomorrow night's contest. We'll be back with the second half of this game coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to Live Sports Basketball on a Tuesday night You're listening to WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Wedkins Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
FM 101. At AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves back here at Tioga Central School, and we are ready to go. Period number three. Tioga will inbound the ball. It's going to be fed around the horn and batted out of bounds by the BG Bobcats. Well, I want to give credit to Chase. He's been here many times in the past, so you're not necessarily unknown to Chase. But also, we brought Meg Golden down, and Meg managed to see this team, this Tioga team, a bit ago when she was going up against the Oxford Blackhawks. We'll pick up the story in a moment. Randy Conway, top of the key, wants to shoot. Nope, can't. Goes off on the near side. It's going to be forced in underneath. Couple of people batted away, and now we're going to have a jump ball. Meg, the one thing I was going to say is that Kara McDuffie had 21 points against the Oxford Blackhawks. Casey Hoyt had 11, and they've almost managed to get up to that already. You like Casey Hoyt any better when you get to see her here or against not playing you? You don't. Okay. Put a headset on somebody, and then all of a sudden they can't think of what they want to say. Here we go. 1 minute gone. Period number three. 22 points for the BG Bobcats. Shot going to be put up, but it won't fall by the Tigers, and Randy Conway comes out. Tioga leads in this ball game, 39-22. 6:40 showing period number three. Off on the near side. It is going to be fed in to Chelsea Rosa. Rosa, top of the key, goes back out again. Feeds it off to Regal. Back to Rosa. Rosa will shoot it. Boop! Won't go. Lots of iron off on the near side, but rebounded by one of her teammates. And very quickly, they're going to be able to force it out of bounds off Tioga. they keep moving the ball around, and every time that the Bobcats try to work it in toward the center, in underneath, it gets batted away. That's called defense, folks. 6:13, showing on the clock. Chelsea Rosa puts it up. Whoop! Downtown, but it won't go. Pushing violation in underneath. I believe that we probably have Elmira area officials. These guys are good. Very clear calls. Inbounding situation for the Bobcats. Randy Conway tries to bounce it in, intended for Rosa, but it's going to be snared away. Very quickly down court, Casey Hoyt puts it in, rolls around, comes back out, 6 minutes even, showing on the clock. A foul going to be called on number 14, and I would almost bet that that is going to be number 14 on Bainbridge Guilford, and Chelsea Rosa picks up the foul, the first here in period number 3. Tioga inbounds the ball. They go off to McDuffie. McDuffie puts it up, a little bit off balance this time. It won't fall. 5:50 on the clock. Period number 3. Still scoreless here in the third stanza. Whoops, spoke too soon. It's going to be Randy Conway down the right line, and she finds that baseline shot to her liking. 39-24 is our score. In underneath, look out, it's going to be to McDuffie, but McDuffie says, I don't have a clear shot. She goes off to Allison Richter. Allison Richter bombs it in. It's a two-pointer, 41-24 is our score. Bobcats with the ball. Going to be shot put up in there by Hall. Hall can't find the range. It's going to be out of the pack and down court. It's going to be Tiger ball. Foul going to be given. That will be number 11. That's Randy Conway. Conway, the junior, is going to send her opposing number 11, McDuffie, to the foul line. Kara McDuffie has a bundle already, and she is the delight of the hometown fan. Second shot going to go up and through, and they whoop it up again. 43-24, 19-point lead for the Tioga Tigers. Bobcat ball. Left side of the court, down into the corner. It's going to be Hall. Hall, two-hand pass, goes back out front to Rosa. Rosa gets a running start and puts it up, and it goes. 43-26 is our score. Both teams trading baskets in the opening moments of period number 3. It is going to be Allison Richter, and a three-point shot will go up, make it 46-26. Pardon me, folks. That little frog just would not get out of the throat, and I still don't think it's out of the throat. The ball's got to be batted away. Callie Patsalis goes way up in the air and manages to slap it away. Down court, fires it to Corin Ekstrom. Ekstrom will put it up. It goes in and out, and it's going to be the Bobcats who will have the ball. I cannot see the number called by the official, but it will be inbounded by Randy Conway and the rest of the BG Bobcats. 4 minutes even, showing on the clock. Long pass goes in. Number 12, Corinne Regal. Regal going to put up a shot that's just as long, but it won't go. After a scramble, it's going to be fired down court by the Tigers. Oh, look out. In underneath, Kara McDuffie managed to shovel it in to Corin Ekstrom. Beautiful play. McDuffie is not a selfish player. At least she wasn't on that one, because she had a beautiful shot herself. Three-point shot put up. Casey Hoyt. Hoyt has had a bundle of them. Bob Conway calls timeout. He's got to be close to being out of them already. So we have a 30-second timeout called against the BG Bobcats. 3 minutes, 37 seconds left in this contest. You're listening to WCDR.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Chase Miller here on a Tuesday night as we have the contest here at Cuyahoga Central School. And Chase, one of the things that we weren't paying attention to or weren't privy to necessarily, but the fans were very aware of it, they were counting down because Kara McDuffie just scored her 2,000th point. That's what they were yelling so much about on those two foul shots. Down court, look out, McDuffie in underneath, goes to Hoyt. Hoyt comes back out front. Richter puts it up and puts it through. 50-26 is our score. So it's pretty impressive when you come in and you have McDuffie managing to pick up her 2,000 points. She's a senior, so it is an accomplishment of a lifetime, of a great high school career. Ball going to be out of bounds off the BG Bobcats. Official timeout momentarily while they bring in some substitutes. And we're going to have pretty much a new, I was going to say we're going to have a new delegation, but we're not. A couple of subs coming in. Callie Patsalis moves it across the 10-second stripe for the Tiger. Ooh, look out! McDuffie is tripped up and still manages to get away a very good pass. It is going to be batted out of bounds. The Bobcats will take over, but sometimes the things we see. 2-3-3 showing on the clock. Period number three. The Bobcats with the ball. Rosa to the near side manages to finally get the shot away, and it's got going to go. They'll say it's going to be white ball, and it goes over to Tioga. They lead in this ball game by 24 points, 50-26. McDuffie now just being the playmaker, comes across right side, tries to drive the baseline, and nobody can stop her. She puts it up. A simple layup, so sweet. 2 minutes showing on the clock. The Bobcats with the ball. Two-hand pass, cross court. Goes over, grabbed down by Rosa. Rosa goes back, puts it up, won't go. Loose ball going to be put up finally by number 15, Hall. It won't go. And finally, it will be the Tigers who come out with it. Down court quickly. It is going to be Callie Patsalis who will put it in. 1.5 minutes left in period number three. 54-26 is our score. And the hometown fans say our team is very highly rated. We will take it. Rosa, shot up, no good, won't go. Traveling violation is going to be called against the... At first, I thought it was against the BG Bobcats. Nope, against Tioga. Coming into this Class C playoff, Tioga was rated number one, Moravia number two. And we will see if that is going to hold up. Moravia playing Harpersville tonight. You wanted to say something?
One thing I've noticed about Carrie McDuffie is she may be a high scorer and she may be a good basketball player, but she is always the first one to help a girl up if she falls down. If she hits someone, she's always the first one to say sorry or that was my fault or anything like that.
She is impressive. She is impressive. She is also at the foul line. 1:03 showing, and she just lofts it up so gently. And the second one is equally up and through. And she has herself a bunch of points, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23 so far in this ballgame. In underneath, it is Kara McDuffie who goes up and just puts a big hand up on it and gathers that ball in. She took it away from the Bobcats, but now the Bobcats have the ball back. And it's going to be that kind of a ratty day here, folks. In underneath, the ball is going to Chelsea Tewksbury. Tewksbury going to follow it up, and it won't go, and she's going to be fouled. The foul will be in there on number 20. That's Casey Hoyt. Casey not too happy with that one. But Tewksbury, a senior, 5'9". She'll be going to the line. First one is up and through. 56-27 is our score. She bounces the ball twice, three times, puts the second one up, and that's through too. So now, McDuffie, who is a tall player and normally wouldn't be expected to be the ball handler. She's very much the ball handler in so much of this ball game. She's playing out at the top of the key, fires the ball in underneath, and it will be Casey Hoyt who'll put it up. A whistle sounds, and they're going to say the ball will be Bainbridge ball. Number of members of the media taking pictures. When you have not only a Class C game, but you also have a scoring landmark for somebody, so with that, it creates attention. We have the buzzer sounding, but not until Tewksbury scores again. 56-31 is our score. We're at the end of period number three. Tioga leading in this ballgame by 25 points. You're listening to basketball on a Tuesday night on WCDO.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand, but this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
56-31 is our score. Tioga leads it, and they're thrilling the hometown audience tonight. It will be around the horn as it goes past the pass, the pass. It goes in there from number 20, Casey Hoyt, to number 15, Sarah Whitney. Finally, the ball will be batted out of bounds, but they're going to give it to Whitney. And I cannot hear what the officials are saying, but apparently we have the last foul on number 11. That's Randy Conway. Conway comes over and sits down. I don't know if that was that five on her? Okay. I couldn't tell if it was five fouls or if she'd done something that I didn't know. Tioga inbounds the ball off and around they go, and Casey Hoyt will put it up. Hoyt from down in the left corner gets a lot of iron but won't fall, and the Bobcats come out with the ball. 7:29 left in this contest. It goes over to Rosa. Rosa off on the right side comes in, tries to get it into Shania Vandermark. She does get it to Shania, and Shania will score. So Vandermark going into double figures. She had 10 in the game against Marathon, and she has 10 tonight. 7 minutes showing on the clock. Pass going to be loose ball, and it'll be grabbed off by the Bobcats, and it's going to be tied up immediately, and we will have a possession. We want to say jump ball. It still is, but they don't. simple way of saying it. 6-5-6 showing on the clock. That's all that's left in this ballgame. The hometown fans are hooping it up. They wanted to see an advance on the part of the Tigers, and they will see it tonight. Tigers leading it by 23 points. The ball going to be moved in, fired in by Hall, intended for one of her teammates, batted away, a scramble for the loose ball, finally coming up with it, the Tigers, it'll go down in underneath, Hoyt can't manage to convert, and it goes right back over to the Bobcats. BG Bobcat ball put up from a mile downtown by Regal, Doreen cannot manage to make it drop. Got the iron and back up in the air, and the Tigers have it again. 6:15 showing on the clock. Off on the right side now. It goes into McDuffie. McDuffie takes the baseline. She cannot find the range this time. And it will be Bobcat ball again. Ragtag game with one team up the court, one team down the court, and away they go. And the ball will go out of bounds. Slapped away, so it will be now Bobcat ball one more time. Substitute coming into the contest, number 42, that's Kayla Davis. She's a 5'7 junior, making her first appearance in this game. And we had a whistle, and I believe it's going to be, what? I can't see the official who called the whistle. Whatever, they're just going to turn the ball over to the Bobcats. So it was, whatever it was not of the foul nature. Regal, top of the key, looks to the right side. She's got Rosa there. Rosa going to try to get down, and she is going to be fouled. They say it's number 12, I believe, who stepped in front. That will be Corrine Ekstrom. Ekstrom, a senior, 5'8". She planted herself in position and took the foul. 5:40 showing on the clock. Two-hand pass way in. And now the play will go back to the Bobcats down into the corner. Back out at the top of the key. Regal moves it around. Comes off to Rosa. Rosa off to the far side to Hall. Hall loses possession of the ball, and it's going to be Tigers who grab it. Down there's Casey Hoyt. Casey Hoyt picks up two, number 20. 58-33 is our score. Regal across midcourt, fires it up, and oh, she finds Vandermark. Shania Vandermark had hands all over the place and finally managed to grab down the ball, go to the hoop, and she's up to 12. 5 minutes remaining in this contest. McDuffie with the ball, going to take it by herself, moves all around everybody, puts it up, but it can't get the bucket. Man, she's got sweet moves. She has got sweet, sweet moves. Off on the near side. Look out. Shot put up by Hall for the Bobcats. It won't fall. She manages to fire it back to Rosa, and now they'll set the play up and start everything all over. Off to the near side to Davis. Davis back to Regal. Regal has it put back up by Rosa. Will it fall? No, it won't. Loose ball. Going to be slapped out of bounds, and they'll say it will be Tiger ball. More reserves coming into this contest. Number 32, Natalie Burns, coming back in. And going out will be Casey Hoyt, much to the cheer of the hometown faithful. Kara McDuffie, the 6-foot senior, checks the scoreboard, sees 5 minutes or 4 minutes remaining. Now decides to take the shot herself. She tries to put it up. Won't go. This one from up at the top of the key. And she couldn't make it fall. Vandermark with the ball. Down court. 2 points. So Shania Vandermark makes it 58-37, 3:41. Showing on the clock. Ball off to Natalie Burns. Burns for the Tioga Tigers. Now moves it into number 12. That is Karen Ekstrom. And Ekstrom, the freshman, excuse me, the senior. She is 5-7, puts it up and through. 3-13, scramble under the BG Bobcat basket. It is going to be number 12. That will be Regal trying to get in. She's going to be fouled as she was hit in there by, I want to say, number 3, Sarah Wason. And it will send to the foul line, number 12. That's Corrine Regal. Regal puts it up. She's a rather short gal, 5 feet, a senior. More reserves coming in, and the fans whoop it up again. 3 minutes, 6 seconds showing on the clock. 60-38 is our score. Shot from the foul line. The second one is up, and 60-40 is our score. And maybe they disallowed it. Maybe they disallowed it. I did not see that she made the basket, but I did not see it go. We've got a pause in the action, and I don't know if it was a chargeable timeout or not. But we have a pause in the action. You're listening to WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sarah Wason will move the ball in for the Tigers. She passes it off to McDuffie. McDuffie takes it the length of the court, feeds it back out to Wason. That makes it look so simple. It's a 62-39 ball game as Wason picks up two. Bobcats with the ball. Up, not for long. It's going to be the big long arms of number 11. That will be Kara McDuffie, who will manage to go out and snare that ball and take it over for the Tigers. And with that, the very popular senior is going to be taken out of the ball game. 62-39 is our score. Tioga fans just whooping it up. And the reserves are all in there. So, long shot. Nope, won't go. It's going to be out of bounds, and it will be turned over to the Bobcats one more time. Regal and company across the midcourt stripe. Corrine moves off to the near side to Kayla Davis. Davis back to Amber DeGroat, who is in there. Back to Davis. Davis trying to get a little bit of running room. Can't do it. She's going to be fouled. She was fouled in there by number, I was going to say 14, but I don't sign it at 14. It's probably, I don't see, number 40. It was probably 40. Kylie Hunt is in the ball game. And with that, the rest of the bench is cleared for the Tigers. As Joe Robinson says, everybody should savor at least a little bit of this victory. At the foul line, shooting the second of two, Kayla Davis. Davis wants a 2 minutes showing on the clock. It's up. It will not fall, and it's going to be grabbed down in there by number 24, Taylor Decker. And we have a foul, and Decker will go to the foul line. She will be shooting a couple. 2 minutes even left in this ballgame. 62-40 is our score. And the ball will be up and through. It is Taylor Decker. She is a 5'9 junior. She makes the first of two. She says, I'll be more than happy to shoot the second, but that one will not fall. The ball going to be controlled by the Tigers. Off on the right side, Sarah Whitney. In that ball game, moves it back out front to 21, Hannah Manwaring. When Waring shoots it, it won't go. Coming out of the pack with the ball, going to be Kayla Davis for the Bobcats. Davis across midcourt. finds an opening, has Hall on the near side. Whoop, even farther in Micah Hopkins. And Hopkins puts it up, and we're going to have an error called, and they will say that she took an extra step, traveling violation, 1 minute 30 seconds, as the hometown crowd just stamps away on the bleachers. Manwaring with the ball over her head, looks back out, finds Emily Schweiger. Schweiger, far side, shoots it up and manages to get three. Number 23, Emily Schweiger, a sophomore, 5'9", gets the three-pointer. 1 minute even left in this ballgame. 65-41 is our score. Davis with the ball. Starts to go down the lane, can't find room, has it blocked, has to come back out. Number 20, that will be Amber DeGrote who's going to put it up. It gets a lot of air. Another substitute is coming into the ballgame as we are going to have now, I believe, all of the Tigers get a little bit of playing time. 40 seconds showing. Oh, three-pointer put up, this one from downtown. Hannah Manwaring was the one who was trying. It looked like it was going to go, but at the last moment it went around that iron and came back out. 36.5 seconds left in this contest. They're going to feed it in. Natalie Byrne, number 32, I believe, got that one. In our unofficial scoring, we'll give it to her. 28 seconds, Bobcats with the ball. Oh, look out. It is going to be Kayla Davis. Davis only gets two. So Kayla Davis picks up two for the Bobcats. Number 42 picks up two. 15 seconds. And now we're going to have a double dribble violation called against Tioga. 14.4 seconds. 67-44 is our score. And we're going to have post-game ceremonies coming up in just a moment. 9, 8, 7. The ball is going to be batted away. Picked up by the Tigers. Down court is number 15. And the last shot of this ball game is going to be taken by Sarah Whitney. So the final score as the buzzer sounds, 67-44. We can write it into our brackets that Tioga will be going to the Broome County Arena on Saturday, 5 o'clock, to play either Harpersville or Moravia. We'll be back with a final scoring recap and the naming of our offensive and defensive players coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Sports Basketball on a Tuesday night on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office at Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at Tioga Central School on a Tuesday evening, and I will try to get the scoring down. My compadres took off on me here, so I really am going to have to figure up all of these scores myself. So I apologize because I really thought I was going to get them. Obviously, the leading scorer in the ball game was Kara McDuffie. She ended up having 17 at halftime, and then took it easy after that and had 23 points according to my unofficial stats. if I went from there, it looks to me like Casey Hoyt ended up having 17, and they are the two that did the most damage for the Tioga Tigers. The only other person in double figures, it looks to me, is going to be Allison Richter with 10, and I'll figure out all the rest of them later on. For the BG Bobcats, actually, the person who ended up being the top scorer when all is told is going to be Shania Vandermark. She had 14 points. Randy Conway ended up with 11. I have 7 in there for Chelsea Rosa and a number of players with 1 or 2. We have 2 points, 4 points for Corinne Regal. It looks to me like we have 3 points for Kayla Davis, 2 points for Chelsea Tewksbury, and 1 point each for Taylor Decker and Riley Hall. So that is my unofficial stat, but it's just a dandy ballgame. Now, we get down to the point where we have to come up with an outstanding offensive player and a defensive player. I don't think too many of you are having too many problems figuring out who the offensive player is. That being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT, the National Bank and Trust Company at NBT Bank. You're never far from the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank. Member FDIC. Well, folks, Kara McDuffie, I don't think anybody can say anything more. McDuffie had herself just a dandy of a ball game, 23 points, managed to get her 2,000th overall. It's just an opportunity, one of those things that you can savor for a long time. She is our outstanding player for tonight's ball game. The dynamic defensive player is brought to you by the folks at Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting so many local activities, including all the sports that you get here on WCDL. Mang Insurance, good folks. Give them a call. And the dynamic defensive player tonight, we got our heads together, Shania Vandermark. Did a really good job of holding people down as much as anybody could hold people down. So she is our dynamic defensive player today. Had a pretty good day on offense, too. So that wraps it up. Once again, it was easily the Tioga Tigers who advance now to the arena. The BG Bobcats were the victim tonight. It has been a pleasure. I want to thank Tyler Miller, where did I get that? Chase Miller for doing the scoring again. And Megan, we appreciate you coming down. Meg Golden from the Oxford Blackhawks. She saw this Tioga team before and wanted to see him again, and we said, sure, ride along. It has been my pleasure tonight, folks. Tomorrow, it will be Sydney up at Moravia. We'll be there. We'll hope it'll be a dandy ball game. But whether it's a lopsided one or a one-point thriller, we'll be there to bring you all the action. Good night, everybody. We appreciate it. You're listening to WCDO Sydney.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.